92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I think I found a solution to the employment crisis across America. There's this website that was launched back in 2016. Took a bit of a while to catch on. It's called OnlyFans. It's another content sharing platform like Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. The difference here is that OnlyFans was specifically created to allow members to make money from what they publish. And it rapidly became a haven for, well, I guess on the radio we have to call it adult content. And membership soared last year when adult entertainers couldn't work, so they started showing off online. Members make money from the pay-per-view feature of the site, and some people have reported that they make $100,000 a month. I can't even think in numbers that high. Well, shock and panic ripped through the outer web last week when the company announced that starting October 1st, they're going to permanently ban all pornographic content from OnlyFans. Oh, no! Anyway, the suits at the top of the company say it's being done to protect their partnerships with banks and other businesses. They're still going to allow nude photos and videos, but not sexually explicit content. Well, how wide is the gray area on that? Now, here's the thing. When Twitter banned similar content from their sharing platform about 2 years ago, their membership and visitor traffic dropped by 65%, and so did their revenue. So if all of these people who are making money from their pornography on OnlyFans are basically out of work, they're going to need jobs. So I think a lot of them may have to go back to working in restaurants and retail where employees are in short supply. Problem solved. We have fixed the problem by changing the rules and setting a brand new paradigm. If only everything was that simple in the world.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.